Your Daily Devo for February 26, 2026, recorded live at the Wesleyan Holiness Women Clergy Conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Titled, Hidden Figures. Written by T.J. Albertson. Read by Matthew T.G. The king asked, Queen Esther, what is your petition? It will be given to you. What is your request? Esther chapter 7, verse 2. In 1958, the Space Task Group was established by NASA to devise a plan to launch a person into space. To accomplish this endeavor, seven men were chosen to become the first astronauts. While these men received much of the glory, it was the many engineers and mathematicians that made their trips to space possible. Among the engineers and mathematicians was Katherine Johnson. For years, her contributions went unnoticed by the public, but not by astronaut John Glenn. Rather than trust the computers, before his flight, he requested that Johnson do all the required calculations. He said if Johnson believed the calculations were correct, then he felt confident to launch. Like Glenn putting his safety in Johnson's calculations, God chose to put the safety of the Jewish race into the hands of a hidden figure within the Persian Empire named Hadassah. In newer biblical translations, Hadassah is known as Esther. What we learn is that throughout history, God has called women to fulfill his purposes, and the Wesleyan Church has led the way in affirming this truth. We need look no further than to the Wesleyan minister Luther Lee, who preached the sermon for the ordination of Antoinette Brown, the first woman ordained to the ministry in the United States. Women, God has called you to lead. Boldly walk in your giftedness. Continue making an impact for the kingdom of God. Today's action step. Send a note thanking a female pastor for her ministry.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.